You'll be okay. Hold on to it.
Ah, the wild life of rock and roll. That's me. You hear concern that Bono might lose his balance on the balcony. Well, obviously, I was wasting my worry. No band's career is more stable than U2's, but the question is, has it always been that way?
I can't imagine what life would be like without U2. You know, maybe one day I'll find out.
I feel like this is our moment, you know, and I just don't want to blow it.
Has there ever been a point when you guys said, you know what, it's done?
Well, we have a very simple philosophy on it. Two crap albums in a row and you're out.
That's it.
That's it.
Don't count them out just yet. 25 years of remaining both successful and relevant, U2 has no plans to call it quits, especially since their latest, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, has sold more than 3 million copies. And the band has a high standard of excellence. If one member doesn't like an album, it doesn't go out.
That's how we do our business. And so
pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass.
Because, of course, it was me.
And for Bono, an emotional experience. He dealt with the death of his father in the song Sometimes You Can't Make It on Your Own.
It's not an easy thing when somebody passes away if you feel you didn't get to know them the way you'd want. It's hard to say goodbye, but I have now.
And now, U2 is playing before sold-out crowds on their 56-city global tour. But going out on the road isn't always the plan.
Being ready, it's knowing when the right moment is.
Yeah, that's it.
Because, you know, sometimes you can put out a record and it's not the right time. And I think this time around, this record came out at exactly the right time, and you can just feel the energy.
These guys know how to play and how to promote themselves. In a savvy move, they partnered up with Apple on their own iPod. So this begs...
iPods. You guys know how to use them? Were you letting him figure it out?
Just press stop button, man.
Hello! Hello! You're in there, I know! Hello!
This is like the sexiest thing since the invention of the electric guitar, I think. And we have our own one.